Hello, thank you for listening today and downloading the Grace Tabernacle podcast. We invite you to journey with us as we transform our hearts and focus our eyes to worship. Our mission statement is presenting Jesus, the revelation of grace and truth that transforms lives. It is our hope and prayer that this message will be helpful for achieving the goal of growing closer with Christ. Now let's join in fellowship with a message.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God is so awesome and so good. I just thank him for today. And I'll be speaking on tonight. Pastor is on his way to Living Waters for a conference. So I praise God, and we pray for him to have a safe trip there and a safe trip back. So I just thank God for this opportunity. He gave me a call, and I told him on Monday, yes, I will. And I said, well, God, what would you like me to say? But before we get to that, let's pray. Father God, I thank you right now for the words that you have given me. God, I thank you right now that you would speak through me. And God, my will is not my will, but your will, Heavenly Father. Have your way in this place tonight, God. God, we just thank you for what you're going to speak through me, Heavenly Father. And a word that will touch someone that is going through right now, God. And I thank you for that. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I just praise God because when Pastor asked me on the phone, the title soon came to me right after I hung up, and I said, God, what would you like me to speak on Wednesday night? He said, what to do in the midst of a storm? Psalms 46 and 1. I said, okay. That's where Pastor has been for the last several weeks. Psalms 46 and 1. And I am going to read to you Psalms 46 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, and 11. What to do in the midst of the storm? Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge, our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, shalom. There is a river that springs whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. And I'm going to drop down to verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Shalom. And I'm going to go to verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. Verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Shalom. And I asked God when he gave me the title, what to do in the midst of the storm. And he gave me these words right here with this scripture. And I'm going to go to the second verse. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And when I said that, when he gave me that, God is our refuge, our strength, the very present help in the time of trouble. Even though it looks like all hell is breaking loose in your life, whether it be health, finance, business, friendship, family, no matter what it is, he is right there. He is right there. In the midst of the storm, God wanted us to trust him. And that's a lot of times we find out when we are going through something is because he wants to build us up in that area, the area where we are not built up in trusting who he say that he is to us. That we say that we believe until a time of trouble comes or affliction comes, and then we waver because we're scared because we don't know we are not familiar with the unknown. And it appears to be that you're all alone. His presence is there in the very help. Be still in the midst of the storm. Jesus also gave us a promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that he will be with us always. He gave us that promise in the midst of our storm. And sometimes we feel like when we're in a storm that we are going through that storm by ourselves, and someone else may be going through a storm, and you'd be like, well, God, you brought them out. But just remember, he has no respect of person. What he done for one, he will do for you. And that was in Romans 2. He has no respect of person with God. He has none. That's Romans 2 and 11. He has no respect of person, not one. And I'm going to go to verse 2. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. So God gave me the word pressure. And he used this as the contents of physical force, its scream or against an object by something in connecting with it. Pressure, push, pursue, force, bulldoze, hound, harass, nag, bully, and strong arms. Even in all of those phrases that he used that I looked up, pressure, because pressure with us when we are going through something, we can't see the outside or the outcome of it, but it's the pressure of it. Whether it be harassment, whether it be from the outside force, that seems like that it's pressing you. But just to know that he's with you, even in that, when you feel like you're all alone and there's no one there, he is still present. He's a present help in the time of trouble. And a lot of times that we are going through so much these times that he is there and he wants us to know that. And Jenny, if you can bring up my slides for the storm. If you can look at that storm right there. And some of us might be going through a storm right now. And I looked up, I asked God, I said, why did you show me? Because he shows me different little things. And I looked it up. The outer bands of the storm, often with a hurricane or a tropical storm force winds, can extend over a few hundred miles. So when we are going through, we seem like we ain't gonna never, ever get out. And when we look around, seem like it's just won't stop. It's just continually going. And then the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm, you'll find that it's peace. They say it's peace in the eye of the storm. And after the eye of the storm has passed, then it comes the eye wall is what they call it, the eye wall that passes over. And that's just the residue of rain swirling around. And it could be any situation that you're going through. But it's peace in knowing that God is with you. And I will not be before you long. When God gave me this, and I want to show you, after the storm has passed, we get rain, we get heavy rain. In the midst of the storm, and when we're going through at that time, the storm seems like it will not ever end. It seems like it's just one thing after another, after another, after another. But in the midst of your storm, God wants you to be still, to recognize who he is, to believe and to trust in him, to know that he is your Abba, your Father, who's created the heavens and the earth. He has the power to control the winds, the waves, and the rain. He knows. He knows. And he is there. He is right there with you. And Jenny, if you can go to the next picture. It's devastation because sometimes we go through something that devastates us. Whether it be a loss of a loved one, a friend, finance, loss of business, whatever it is, it devastates us. But even in the devastation, God had gave me this. Even after the storm comes, sometimes we be trying to block the storm when the storm in the end came and bought us a new home, a new car, a new job. But we trying to block the storm from coming to end when God's trying to replace some old stuff and bring you some new stuff in. But we can't see it because we can't get out from where we are in the familiarity. If you take this from me, where am I going to be at? If you take this job from me, where am I going to be? If you take this home or this car from me, where will I be? I got something better for you. I have something better for you. After the storm, when you lost your husband, he had Joanne Mann. After the storm, when I lost my son, after I married my husband, Johnny, now I have 5 boys. So after the storm in my life, God brought me back double for my trouble. So you can see God. I couldn't see it then. I could not see his hand in it at all when my son was taken away from me. To me, that was the most hardest, devastating thing in the world, to lose your son. But God told me when he was born that he was never mine and he would be used for his glory and his glory only. And that he did. That he did. But in the end, now I have 5 sons. So I praise God because in the midst of it all, God will truly bring you out. But you have to trust him. You have to believe in him. You have to stand on his word no matter what. No matter what, you have to be anchored. Get anchored in the word. The other thing that God gave me with devastation, because when we're devastated, we can't think, we can't focus, we can't concentrate. But he's there right in the midst of it. If we would learn how to just submit ourselves to his will and his way. And not to buck against it, but to go with him. Because he wants to bring us to another level. He actually wants to bring us deeper than what we are right now. When he takes us through a storm, in the midst of the storm, I was looking at the people that was in, the storm that just passed, Panama. And one of the pastors had put on how devastated their church was. It was Pastor Meeks and Pastor Debbie. And I know them. And I reminded her, I said, the storm just brought you a new church. So that's how you have to look at, there's a new beginning. So that's how you have to receive that. Yes, it's devastation, but there is something new. Even after a fire has taken place, have you noticed after the fire done burned up the forest that after a while you see new growth? There's a seed underneath the ground that had to come forth. So in our lives, when certain things hit us in different ways, there's a seed that has to come forth. Even though it may look like the storm is getting ready to take us out, but it's not. It's not. It's there to connect us to the Father. It's there to bring us closer to him, to know him in a way that we wouldn't have known him if we wouldn't have went through the storm. We would know him better than we ever known him before, because now we can look back and say, God, if you brought me through this, then I know you can bring me out of this. This is nothing compared to what I've been through before. So this is where God is trying to get us. In Psalm 46, grab hold to that word. God is our refuge, our strength, our very present help in the time of trouble. He's trying to let us know, even in trouble, even when the doctor tells you that you have cancer. To give a short little testimony of my mom. My mom was told that she had, I can't even think of the name of it. But it's the cancer to the lung, where they removed partial of her lung. And they told her that she wouldn't live. My mama could smell herself. I am 53 years old. I was 10 when they told my mama that. My mama is 93 today. Corrosion's at the liver. That's what I had to remember. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But even in that devastation, she knew who Christ was. She knew him because she had gave her life to him a long time ago. But even in that, she said, God, whatever your will be done for my life, I will do exactly what you say. She is still here. I was 10. She's 93 today. So God has granted her just what she asked. And she has done the will of God. And I just praise God for that. And I just need y'all just to grab hold to that word, Psalms 46. God have pastor preaching that word for a reason. It's some storms that's going to come. And he's trying to get his people ready, rooted and grounded in that word. So when the enemy comes to you, you are already saying, I'm prepared. Because see, you prepare, he's preparing you because there's a storm coming. He is preparing us. There's a storm that is coming. And he's trying to prepare his people for the storm. That you'll be rooted and grounded in this word, Psalms 46, that you can quote it backwards and forth, that you will know no matter what comes your way, I know he's my refuge. I know he's my strength. He's present in me in the time of trouble. He's right here, right now, on the spot. I don't have to fret. I don't have to fear. He's here. And that's what God is trying to get his people at this time, that to know that he's here and don't fret. And sometimes that is hard, that's easy said than done, because this is flesh. And we do get afraid, and we do. And let's be honest, because I know sometimes when I can't see my way out of something, I fret. And you're shaking. And that still little voice that say, I am with you. You are not alone. I am right here by your side. You are not alone. I am with you, the great I am, Abba, your father, your daddy, he is with us. And one other thing that God gave me too with this, and I actually shared this with Grayson, and I'm going to bring it up tonight. He knew you before you was placed in your mother's womb. That means that he had a relationship with you. That means when you're going through the storm, get deeper into him. Because then what he already done placed in you will come out of you. Because he already knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb. That means you had a relationship with him. You knew him. He knew you. There's a relationship that God wants from you to get back to, and that's the relationship with him, to go deeper and deeper with him, to know him on that level. I told God, I want to know you, that you knew me before my mother's womb, that you knew me in that depth, that I want that type of relationship with you. Because if I got that relationship with you, when the storm comes, I won't be moved. I'll be anchored and secure. I can lean to the left. The wind may blow me to the left, may blow me to the right, but I can still stand on your word because I'm still anchored. And I will not be moved. Because God is a good God. He's an awesome God. He's a wonderful God. And I got that title, and I just believe within my heart that God has passed on Psalms 46 because there's a storm coming for someone. And he wants us to be anchored in the word, anchored in him, to be anchored in the word. And I just thank God because to me, he's speaking to me for my storm, to be anchored in the word. To don't go by what I see or what it looks like or what I think it looked like or what my perception may be, because my perception is not his perception and my thoughts are not his thoughts. And God just wants us to be anchored in the word. Psalms 46, we got to get it anchored in our spirit. Because he's with us no matter what. And when I was looking up Jacob, you know, the enemy talks to us all the time. But Jacob was a slickster. He was something else. He really was. But the God of Jacob, and I asked God, I said, you've said that twice in the same Psalms. You said that twice. And he says, because people who the enemy bring up their past. And he keeps telling them. He said, so I want them to remember, even if I was with Jacob, I'm with you. And I didn't get that until he broke that down to me that way for me to understand it. That no matter what the enemy tells you, he is with you. Even when he tries to bring up your past, God is still with you. He is with you. And that's all I got. And I hope that it touched someone or helped someone today that to get Psalms 46 down in your heart, no matter what the storm may be, no matter what the situation may be, no matter what the circumstances is in your life right now, whatever you're facing, God is present. His help is there. In the time of trouble, he is right there beside you. He wants you to know that tonight. That he's here, that he's right there with you, that he loves you unconditionally.
Yes. This word was for someone here, and I think is a lot of it's for me. You mentioned two things that stuck with me. One, that we see when I'm in the middle of my storm, I see God according to my storm. I can look over that. I can see who he really is. That's because I'm focusing on my storm. So I see God just like I am, and that's not possible. The second thing is a testimony. You said about the storms. When we tell God, why am I still in this storm? Why is it not blowing over? You know, why am I still here? I mean, I'm doing all the right things and this and the other. Well, and you said because of the storm, things blow away, but then new things come. This past hurricane that hit Puerto Rico a little while ago, my mom lost her home. And so she got put in a place where it's clean, it's new, it's her own little apartment. So rent free and all that kind of thing, you know, and glory to God. But then here's the thing. Here's the point. She was on the second floor, and every Sunday she would go out that window and she would look down. She will see people walking by and going to this building. And I went to visit her, and she tells me, she's telling me the story. And she said that she heard a voice telling her to go ahead, go down and follow those people going to that building. Well, my mom always believed in God, you know. She was Catholic and this and the other, and, you know, who doesn't? Creation knows God. We know him too, you know. We know he exists. But she gave her life to Christ because of that storm. And now let me tell you, you said about a new house, and that's fine. But my mom came to Christ. My mom is 80 years old. She just gave her life to Christ. My mom, that's it. So thank you for that word. That was for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Alicia was sharing some things with me too, as well, and I told her that's confirmation for the word that God is our refuge, our strength, and a very present help in the time of trouble. And God wants us to know that, even when it seemed like it's just blowing over. When he told me to look up the outer bands, realizing that the outer bands can be 200 miles, why? And then it's calm when the eye is over you. And then afterward, it comes right behind after the eye pass. Here comes the after, the swirls. They call them squirrels, the squirrel bands. And those can be any little trivial things in your life. But just know that he's there. That he's there. And sometimes we do feel like this right here, like it's a continuing cycle. I'm never going to get out of it. But you are. And stop. And I had to stop and ask God, okay, what you want me to learn from where I'm at right now? He said, trust me. So this sermon is for me too. Trust me. Because my husband, I told him he has the most boldest faith. And he'll walk around to me, I don't know why you crying over there in that corner. Why? I said, man, I guess this stuff don't get to you, but it gets to me. But he said, God is with us. He got us. I said, okay, all right. I hear what you're saying, but this ain't what knocking at my door right now. He's saying that. But he just want me. And I told God, I said, you know what, God, I am jealous about my husband with that relationship, that faith that he has, no matter what the storm is, you are going to bring us out. I said, now I'm jealous about that because I want that same faith he has, that same trust that he has in you, God, that everything is going to be all right. And it is. It's going to be all right. And I leave with you today to stand still. Stand still. Know that God is with you. Sometimes I get in a haste and move to the left and move to the right when I should have just stood still and waited on God so he can lead me in the right place and at the right direction.
I have confirmation of this word, but I also have an announcement, because speaking of storms, this is my 15th year teaching. This has been the most difficult, demoralizing, oppressive year that I have ever experienced. I usually get to school about 2 hours early because I'm excited. I want to plan for my kids. And there are days when I'm not getting out of bed until the very last minute that I know I'm going to make it to first bell. I mean, I'm dragging. And it's not just me. I've talked to teachers from other schools. I see it in my administrators. They are running around. I work at Carver, and I say we are a triage unit. It is emergency after emergency after emergency that we're dealing with. We had a kid who tried to jump off the second-story balcony a couple weeks ago. It's one thing after another. So in the midst of the storm, and I had been thinking, I need to go to another school. I can't do this anymore. And God said, just stand. Just trust me. So when you spoke those last words, I mean, I got goose pimples, because that's what God is saying to me. I put you there for a reason, and you may not know it, and you may not see it, but you have to trust me. And so one of the things I had been thinking about for a while, and Pastor Pam confirmed it last week, because I broke down to her, and she said, why don't you start a teacher's prayer group? And God had put that on my heart about 4 weeks ago, and I just kind of been sitting and letting it stew. So starting, it's just going to be once a month to begin to see how everybody comes in. The second Wednesday, we'll meet at 5:30 right here before service. So if you know a teacher in, you know, within our family here, please just let them know. I also am putting it in the bulletin, but just help to spread that word. So I think the first one is November. It's either the 12th or the 14th. I forget which day is the second Wednesday, but I just wanted to confirm that for you and share that as well. So thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the word tonight, I thank God, because even when I was coming, I was like, Lord, I need the words. I say when I was getting the word, and it was so funny, because we came to intercessory prayer. I said, God, but I don't have anything and what I can get. And Dan was praying, but Dan was praying in intercessory prayer on Monday night, but he didn't see me. And he was praying. He said, Lord, let our fingers just start writing. And I start writing. I just start writing. Before he said it, I was writing, but he couldn't see me. I was writing notes. And I just thank God for being obedient. I do, because it's a confirmation. And that's a confirmation for me. And that's a confirmation for you guys here. And we need to pray. We need to cover our teachers. There is a confirmation that there's a storm brewing and we need to be on guard and praying for the students and for the teachers. Yeah. And I thank God for that. I praise God for that. I've asked Eric to play a song for me, and I want y'all to hear it, the words to the song. And listen to the words. And if you want to stand up, if you want to worship, if you want to pray, if you want to walk around, before we start that, Eric, anybody's going through a storm right now other than me? Other than me. Can we stand? Can we just pray? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, whatever the storm is in their life that is raging, Father, we ask you right now to come in. Woo! Let your presence fill the room, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to come in right now. Fill this place, oh Heavenly Father. And the storm, God, give them peace. Because you said that you're the peace that passes all understanding, that your peace, the perfect peace, in the midst of the storm. I praise you right now, God, for the storm to cease and the peace to come. Ooh. And what they have learned, God. God, I thank you, Lord. God, even in the midst of the storm right now, we can just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the storm, God. Because after the storm comes new beginning. After the storm comes new rain. God, I thank you for the storm, Heavenly Father. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it, God, because it'll bring me closer to you. I thank you for it, Heavenly Father. God, I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you for it, God. You said in everything, give you thanks. So even in the storm, I give you praise. Even in the midst of the storm, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We thank you for the storm, God. Oh, God, I thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We just praise your name, God, and we glorify you and we magnify you, Lord Jesus. And each one that raised their hands in the storm, God. God, when they go home, even in the car, let the joy of the Lord that adds no sorrow fall on them, God. Let them begin to laugh in holy laughter, God. I thank you for it and I praise you for what you're going to do right now, God, in their lives, God. And I thank you for it in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Eric, can you start that song for me? And I want you to listen to it, the words. Because we're under an open heaven.